Following the Bradford game, then, any injuries? Any of the lads that were nearest for last week, are they fit again now?
No. It's very similar. I think really we only had Dale Jennings, who was missing through injury, but he'll not be available to us this week. He's going on a program himself to get his fitness up to speed, so he won't be available to us. Apart from that, we're fine. Thankfully, we've got a clean bill of health at the moment.
So is that a case with Jennings that he is now injury free but short of match fitness, or is still this is the last 10% of the injury he needs to get clear?
Yeah, the latter. I think the last little bit of this ankle, it needs clearing up, and clearing up properly. So he's not going to he's not going to be re-care in the near future. Hopefully that is. And you're building his fitness up, as you can imagine. He's not had a lot of fitness work to. Been done in the last month or two, so that's where we're doing with him.
Presumably, though, Keith Tracy is now more of a consideration after his time. Obviously, the wedding. I know he was on the bench the other day.
He is. Yeah, I mean that's it's now behind him to a certain degree, and I mean that in the nicest possible way. Is that he can really now concentrate on the job in hand now, which is football, obviously. And he's had a little bit of time off, and he's back. Up and running now, so to speak, in the last few days.
I have to say, I felt from a little last Sunday. He's come all the way back from wherever the wedding was, and he didn't get thrown on. And I realise you can't pick your subs like that, but he's obviously changed his plans.
He did change his plans to a certain degree, but the plans changed completely anyway, because he wasn't at the club that he thought he'd be at. So obviously there's got to be a little bit of give and take at times, and we had a very important game at the weekend, which he obviously knew about. And so that we wanted him available, for whatever reason, and just in case, the fact is that he didn't get used on the day, but could well have been, and should we have had any injuries in that period of time, he might have even started. So, it was great that he came back, and he did prioritise us, which is right. But at the same time, I'm sure that. I think the wedding was a massive occasion for himself and his family and his wife. So, but it's all, like I say, it's all behind us now.
We've spoken before a couple of times this season about the wish to have a settled side. After a week like that and a performance like you saw last Saturday, it's going to be tough to make changes, isn't it? Presumably, or hopefully, is it on change this weekend?
Like you say, it's difficult to make changes, but if we feel that we need to do and we have to go in a certain way, then we will do. And we looked at the bench on Saturday, of what we had on the bench on Saturday, and it filled me with hope, that we can change at any given time. We've got the players in there that are capable. And I wouldn't have said that, a few months ago, but at the morning time we look quite good on the bench. So it gives us scope to be able to change whenever we want to, and hopefully it'd be seamless if we did that. But you rightly say, on Saturday we had some massive performances from the players, and it would be very difficult in which to change it. But like I say, we have to look at the bigger picture sometimes. And if it's for the good of the club or the good of the result, then we will change.
But do you feel now that the players are starting to put in the type of consistent performances, whether they start or not, which means you have less of a decision to make those changes because of inconsistent performances?
Well, there is that. Of course, we always said the more games that they have together, that we feel that they could get the understanding better, and that goes without saying, really. But I think consistency, won't be there until, next 10 or 15, 20 games, I don't know. But at least we're making a start, and that's important. And we've had three results, if you like, and if you take the Oldham performance into that, which has been very good, the three for different reasons, a very solid and strong, disciplined performance at Rochdale, and again, a great comeback at Oldham. And then at the weekend, come back from being one down, and put a good footballing performance as well. So different departments seem to be getting a little bit better, and let's hope we can continue that.
It was good, and very good, and obviously at times quite impressive against Bradford last weekend. What do you want to see as the next stage in the development then? What more do you want to see from this squad?
I think they've got to just marry all the things into the game, all the little ingredients that that you need to win football games, and you need that resilience when it's up and your backs are against the wall. You've got to make sure that you don't concede, you're always staying in the game or with the game. But when you feel or you smell that bit of success that's in front of you, you've got to go and try and take it. And I thought we did that on Saturday really well. We could have gone under after the 44-second goal against us, but we showed great determination to get a foothold back in the game, and then really drive the game forward towards Bradford. And I thought that was great from that point of view. But I did sense, and I think that the players themselves sensed that the game was there to be won. And thankfully they went on and did that. So that's a great progression in our makeup, and that's something that we need to keep hold of.
Does that alleviate any thoughts? Because something like 2 or 3 days before, we're talking about needing a bit more gumption, steel, if you like. Yeah. And then 2 days later, there you go, you're behind and you come back to win and win well in the end.
Well, yeah, like I said before, I mean, it's we've always felt it's in the players anyway. To have that gumption within the game, within their makeup, and I think that it needed a game, I suppose, like a derby game, to bring it out of them. But what we did, we did it very well. I mean, gone are the days where you can go flying into tackles, like we used to do in the olden days, and rough your opponents up and one-upmanship, whatever it may be, put the frighteners on people. You can't do that anymore. You know, the game is far more technical nowadays, and in a certain degree, tackling's a dying art. But I think on the other side of it, the pressing and the harassing of the game, I think we're getting better at that, and that proved to be like that on Sunday. So we have to carry that through.
Perhaps particularly from the front, I'm slightly going over old ground here, but what has Sam Winnell done within his game to get to a performance like the one we saw against Bradford last weekend?
Work ethic and tempo. That's what Sam had on Saturday, and it was infectious for the rest of the team, because when we saw him doing it and Devante doing it, it sets the markers down. And I think that what Sam did and the pressure he was putting under the centre backs, and he was relentless in lots of his work, and in doing so, he got little bits of snippets of joy from the centre backs. And he was always around them, he was always around the shoulders, he was nibbling away at them when they were in possession. He was getting on the ball when we were in possession and securing it really well for us. So I think overall his all-round game was terrific, but the work ethic and the pace in which he worked at, I thought that gave him the real edge of recent games.
Shift tack before we come on to Peterborough itself, age-old, loan signings, any progression?
Not at the moment, no. No, it's I think when you get results like that, it takes a little bit of pressure off you. Everybody doesn't seem to be in such a rush to bring somebody in, but that doesn't mean to say we're stopping looking, because we're not. We still know what we like and the areas we'd like to put bodies in there, and obviously the striking department is one of them, a different type of player than we've got. But I think everybody's after him. That's what I said the other week, and it's no different. Our targets are other people's targets as well. We're not the only team that will look at certain players in that area. So we just got to make sure we're on top of the game. And if something does come available, we're able to move quickly.
You know as well now, Danny, of course, the drill that when we come to press conferences, we sort of say to the fans, look, we're going, any questions? And we'll edit those from time to time. But fans have latched onto the fact that Chris O'Grady maybe has not settled as he would have liked at Brighton right now. And his future, at the very least on a short-term basis, is up in the air. Is he on a list? Would you have him back?
Listen, we didn't want him to go in the first place. And we all said before, when quality players become available, you've got to sit up and take notice. And if Chris is available, but I've heard nothing myself, it's news to me, then obviously, we'd make an inquiry and see what the situation was. But as far as we're concerned, we're still under the impression that he's still a Brighton player and will remain there for a long time. Now, whether that changes and they let him out on loan, etc., I really don't know. But I'm sure that we'll not be the only team that will be requiring his services if that was the case.
Because now the squad is where it is, and as you were talking before about the options that you had and you can bring them on, etc., given some of the club's younger players, are they now perhaps? Do you look at maybe getting them out on loan if they're maybe not quite in the match day squad?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, we've done that with young Reece Oates already. That's so in that respect, it does answer a question. Yes, we would like him to go out and play and get some experience at a higher level than under 21 football, and I think that will do him the power of good. So yes, if that is the case, there might be a situation that will develop in the next week or two. Before the window closes, and we'll be open to that. And if we feel it's the right club, the right environment for the players to go out and continue the progression, then we'll do that. Yeah.
So Peterborough as the next challenge. Then, what do you make of them?
Well, I think they're making all the sounds of a team that's going to be challenging at the end of the season. They've got off to a very good start from their perspective, scoring goals, home and away. So it's obviously a very tough game for us. But as I'll say and repeat myself, and for many times, every team in this division are capable of beating each other. And I feel that will be the case this weekend. We'll go down to Peterborough. We won't be going down there to just make the numbers up. We'll be going down there to try and stamp our authority on the game, and hopefully, come away with the 3 points. We certainly won't go down there and hoping just to sit back and take the pressure and soak it up and hit them on the break. That may be the way the game goes, I don't know. But certainly in our thoughts at the moment, we're going down there to go and try and win the game. And, I think that because they're so good coming forward, then maybe there are some areas we can exploit. Let's hope that's the case. But we'll certainly go down with a full of confidence after that performance at the weekend.
Should the game pan out in that respect, presumably you will be comfortable with that, given the way Ramage has come back in, and because of that, the defence has played in the last couple of matches.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. I thought on Saturday, both himself and Craney, and that's not singling just those two out, but particularly in the centre of the team. They were exceptional at the weekend, and Peter's been like that the two games he's played so far. So he has been a stabilising, cog to the wheel that we've got. But I do think that going down there, should we be able to keep it nice and tight, there will be opportunities in the game. Because we do know how offensive that Peterborough can play, and because they're quite expansive in the general play, there will be areas where we can try and exploit. But first and foremost, we've got to stop them scoring. That is a difficulty, because we know the quality they've got in the team.
And that seems to be a marker of Darren Ferguson's teams, isn't it? This is the latest crop. They've had a few good sides, haven't they, that have gone up. But regardless of whether they're in the Championship or in League One, you'd probably say actually defence has been their problems in recent years, but going forward there's never been really any issues at all.
Well, there hasn't, no, that's right. They have been a team that can win 4-3 every week. That's the type of thing. And I don't think it's changed a great deal this year. What they do, and they do very well, the recruitment is fantastic, particularly in the forward players. I don't think it's no secret, obviously, to the way that they bring players out of the non-league and help them to progress into the league football and then sell them on. Whether that's the case with one or two players they've got now at the moment in time, only time will tell. But they do it really well. And again, they've got three or four players in there, again, from non-league, which will be a handful for us. So they're always an offensive team, but in saying that, there are areas, like I said before, that could, off-balance the defensive work.
Well, from Barnes' point of view, you've only got to replay Bradford's performance 20-odd more times and you'll be absolutely fine between now and the end of the season.
I'd pack up and go home now if I knew that would be the case. But sadly, we can't predict that. I think we've got to make sure that every ingredient that we put into that game of the weekend is there to be seen again at Peterborough and more. And I don't mean that in a disrespectful way to Bradford, but at this moment in time, because of the league position and the way that Peterborough are playing, we've got to be even more on our guard against what they can do to us.